And we look forward to the word that God has placed in their hearts to share with us and to challenge us as men. And after Whitney will speak first, then Ella, and then we will hear from our men's president, Rufus Sims. All right. All you men, come on in. And Whitney, you and Ella, as nervous as y'all might be, just remember, we love you. You in safe arms with us. And we all going to say amen. And what a great job you did. We already got our speech ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome first Whitney Bryant, followed by Ella, and then Rufus.
Good morning. Let us pray first. Dear God, I thank you for everything you've done for me today and for these men and these women. I thank you for this men's day and these fathers here, and I ask that you bless them and just have them grow. And thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, of course, all you guys know, my name is Whitney. I'm 15 years old, and I'm blessed to have two fathers. I have my biological father, Al, and then I have my stepdad, Terrence. And they are both very important to me. And having two fathers has taught me five things that a teenage girl needs from their dad. Friends, everything that we find, everything that we need as girls and women is found in 1 Corinthians 13. It says, love is patient, love is kind. And of course, you guys know the rest. The first thing that we need from our fathers is your love. We need you to be there for us, and we need you. You can show that to us by being there, and you can, like, come to our games, and you can be there when we go to bed at night and wake up in the morning. We need you to be there to help us with our homework after school, and to play games with us, and to watch movies, and to make us laugh. We also need you to take us to church and pray with us and teach us about God. The second thing we need from our fathers is your patience. We all know it's not easy for you guys to understand a teenage girl's mind or feelings. We need you to just take the time to listen to us and just like you can talk to us. We also want you to talk to us, but we want you to listen and to know and make sure you understand and care about what we said. The third thing that we need from our fathers is your protection. We need you to protect us from the harm, the harm in the world. But we also need you to trust us enough that we can protect ourselves. And we also need you to protect ourselves from you guys, because we hear that there are girls and guys in this world that are being hurt, and we don't want by their fathers, and we don't want you to hurt us. The fourth thing we need from our fathers is kindness. There are not a lot of kind people in this world. And we need your kindness, especially when we're hurt and we're sad. We need your kindness. We need, like, when you guys yell at us. Sometimes you don't have to yell. You can just say, I'm upset right now and I need you to walk away or something. Just leave me alone or something like that, because we surely will. The fifth thing we need from you guys. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little nervous. We need your trust. We know it's hard. We need you to trust us, and we also need to trust you. We know you're not perfect, and we're not perfect either. We need you to trust us to go to the park with our friends and go to the malls and trust us to date guys. I know you guys don't want that, but you have to trust us that we're going to do the right thing. You're teaching us well, and that we're going to do the right things. We also, for us teen girls, You need to give your dad some help. You need to give them the love and respect also. You can help them out by when they're washing the car, you can help them wash the car. And you can just be kind to them and give them you have to give them patience too. When they're not understanding you, you need to be patient with them. And last but not least, in my conclusion, we need your strength sometimes. We need you to when we're falling down, just to pick us up and to tell us it's gonna be okay. Everything will be all right. Okay, that's about it. Thank you.
And as you can see, it's a very long list. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
And praise God.
Praise God.
Let us all praise God.
Amen.
Honor him and accept his mercy and his love for us today. It's a beautiful day.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you for these wonderful men. And I think they need a round of applause. Yes, indeed. I was asked to be a part of this celebration, and I had to do some research. I didn't want to rely on my own understanding and personal testimony to this, so I decided to do several things. First of all, I went to God in prayer, and I said, God, please give me some wisdom about this subject so that I can be objective about it. The Bible is my source of strength, and I talked to my husband, Doug Thomas. He doesn't want me to say the number, but we've been married for 40 years. I talked to several ladies of the church. They gave me some good things to say, and I'm going to share that with you in a minute. I talked to friends, and I've also talked to a couple of relatives. I also went to the internet, because you know you can find everything there. So I went to the internet as well. Women, can you guess what's the first thing on the list? Whitney's already said it. Listening, absolutely. That was the absolute first thing on the list. One person said to me, and I won't call her name, she said if he would only do what I asked him to do. What she was really saying, I want him to listen to me. I want him to listen with his ears, and I want him to listen with his heart. It reminds me of a story that I did with my young son one time. Jason was about 8 years old, and he was talking to me. He was just, you know, going on and on about, and I'm not paying attention to anything he's saying, but when he said to me, Mommy, do you hear me? I said, yeah, I hear you. He said, but are you listening to me, Mommy? And immediately I said, uh-oh, this child is serious. Let me think about this. So that's what women are saying to you. They want you to be serious. They want you to hear what they're saying. They want you to hear and understand that they have some ideas, some feelings, and some thoughts too. And they just want you to listen, to be able to just give them your undivided attention. It means communicating. One person said to me, I want him to talk to me. Don't act like he's a knot on a log, but talk to me. I want him to be able to, I don't necessarily need advice, but just I want him to be able to hear. I want to be able to tell him the things that's going on in my life for today. So he who listens will be guaranteed a positive, loving relationship. The second thing is faithful and loyalty. Women want to believe or want you to know and want to be treated as if they're the only person in the whole wide world. That's pretty special to us. We want your respect. We know we need to have consistent positive action and love coming from you all the time. We need to feel confident that we can depend on you. Faithfulness comes from the inner self. It comes from within you, man, in your character. It's a part of you. A man of character will reap a relationship built on trust that can stand the test of life and time. A man of good character is confident, self-controlled, strong, and sure of himself. And he does not have to walk around apologizing all the time and making excuses for the deceit and lies that's going on in his head. No slipping, no sliding, no peeping, no hiding. We don't have to worry about that. He who is faithful and loyal is wise and a trustworthy man. The next big thing was sharing responsibilities. The quality of time you give your life, give your wife and your children, which is what Wendy's already said, just doesn't happen. It is a conscious thing that you have to do. And again, this is where listening plays in. She needs to know that she can count on you to follow through with helping her to take care of the kids. Be able to give her a break once in a while when she needs it. Be sensitive to that fact. And we know that our black community is in trouble today as far as the family structure is concerned. And that there are not a lot of men in the home. But that still does not mean that a woman does not want to have a man there to support her and help her with all of the things that she needs to do in raising her children. Whitney has made that perfectly clear. The role you play in your children's lives is one of the most important things that you can do. It helps them in making decisions and making even decisions about who they should marry. Mrs. Moffitt told a story of, which was really quite interesting. She said, during her day, if the man didn't come to church and he didn't have a job, her father said, I don't think so. He's not the one. So it's important for you to help your children to make choices. And yes, men, you might not interview the man anymore. You might not interview the boyfriend anymore. But you need to be there to help her to make good choices about who she should be hanging out with and who she should have as friends. Women need to know that they can count on the father, on you as a father, a husband, and as a friend. He who shares responsibility avoids conflict in his house. The fourth thing is love. Love is so important in any relationship, and a woman wants to know that she's loved all the time. She doesn't want to be judged or talked about her flaws or anything else, but just love her. So who you see is what you get. She wants you to be romantic. She wants you to be a gentleman. She wants you to be a real man. Open the doors for her. Some men don't open doors anymore. They let it slam in your face as you're walking in the door. You know it's true. Walk on the right side when you're on the street. Are you listening, Kayan? Offer your jacket if she's cold. She wants to feel protected. She wants you to make her laugh. Oh, I love to laugh. Doug Thomas can make me laugh. He can say some of the craziest things that make me laugh. So humor is important. We don't need boring men. We don't need them. Be affectionate, kind, sensitive, and reassuring by just giving her a hug or a kiss. Let her know that you appreciate her. A bouquet of flowers at any old time is good. I love it when Doug Thomas brings home some flowers and I said, oh, what's this for? And he said, just because. And I love it. It's great. I love it. And lastly, men, this is one thing you better not ever do. Do not forget birthdays, holidays, Mother Days, or any anniversary. Any of them, or you are in trouble. He who gives genuine love holds the key to a successful relationship. Most important, make God a part of everything that you do in your life. It occurs to me that Ephesians, when Pastor Toby's talked about this several times, it's Galatians 5, 22, 23. Love, make a commitment to the well-being of your family. Joy, share the wisdom inherent and helping it to shape your lives of your children. Peace, bring harmony and unity into your house. Kindness, be forgiving. And put your wife and your children first. goodness, be generous with the heart and with your checkbook. Be faithful, dependable, and loyal. Gentleness, be humble but strong. Self-control, keep things together in your house. A lot of responsibility and a lot of faith and a lot of things are looked to in men in our lives. I thank you for this opportunity to share these few things. And as Jesus said, he who has ears, let him hear.
Thank everybody who came out today. Thank all the men, our pastors. And Pastor Rick was correct. The committee spent a lot of time on selecting speakers. We heard back from Oprah. We turned her down. Miss Obama. We turned her down as well. Wendy Williams, we turned her down as well. And we just thought that, you know, we don't need those people. You know, because we got Whitney and we got Ella. Praise God. I want to say on behalf of the men, we are really in the midst of learning about how to be better fathers and husbands. And one of the things that I'm so proud of men who excel, because at our last meeting, I think 11 men came out on a Friday evening. 11 men came out on a Friday evening from 7 to 9 o'clock. And we come out and we talk about the kinds of things that you just heard Whitney and Ella discuss as issues. And one of the things about men that's clear, and I've been married 33 years, and I know a little something about that, is we are good at fixing things. When something is broken, we're good at that. We'll be in the driveway all night messing with that car or putting on a tire or a windshield or whatever it is. Yeah. We're good at fixing things. What we are not, and I say we in the general terms, what we are not good at, we are not good at relationships. And the question becomes, well, how do you learn this stuff? Where do you get it from? Because I know when I was 15, like Whitney, I mean, there was nowhere that we sat around and talked about how do we become, you know, that group from boys to men. Yeah. How do we make the transition from boys to men? And I only got a few minutes, and I just want to talk about this briefly. Our community. Our community now, we're struggling. About 73% of all African-American females, African-American households, are headed by single women. 73% are headed by single women, and the number is going up. So we hear what you're saying, and on behalf of all men, and I know we've caused most of the pain. Amen. We've caused most of the problems. Amen. We've caused most of the discomfort, the drama. Amen. Amen. We acknowledge that. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. The good news is that there's some good things we're doing also. Amen? We're doing some good things. We got some good men here. You know, the list is long. If I start naming names, I'm going to forget somebody. But we got some real good men here. Men who said, no matter what, I'm not leaving my family. I'm not deserting my wife. I'm staying. through the good, the bad, and yes, the ugly. Been there. Okay. So we have responded to you ladies by trying to learn how to be better husbands, fathers, by supporting and coming out with Black Men Excel. Men of Arms. Men of Arms, teaching our youngsters how to go from boys to men. How do you do that? What's the process? And we're just saying to our youngsters, Keon and Antonio, Jordan, all those kind of guys, Big James, they come out faithfully. Oh, don't they, pastors? They come out faithfully on Wednesday evening to learn the mistakes that we have made. We made mistakes, yes. We have. We all have. We all have. And we're all learning. And I just want to say again, please accept the apologies of all men who have failed you along the way. I'm sorry what has happened. I'm sorry that you have been wronged. I'm sorry that you have been violated. We're doing everything we can at this church to become new men in Christ. And not just us, but the important thing, I think, is to teach our young men, to teach them about the very things Ella talked about. Time, respect, support, affection, opening up a door, being there if there's a problem, being her protector, being her defender. You know, it's a Ella really laid out the roadmap for us, and I know we don't get it always right all the time, Ella, and that I understand. But the Lord knows we're certainly making an effort at this church, and we're doing everything we can to improve ourselves and improve the lives of our young men. The good thing about God is that God gives us breaks and opportunities. Guess what? Even when we don't deserve it. You know, right, right. And I was listening to Joel Osteen this morning. I just kind of caught him walking out the door. And one of the things he said that I caught leaving out the door is, bloom where you are. Bloom where you are. Bloom where you are. All the futures of all the tomorrows are planted in the seeds of today. And I know the work is serious, the work is hard, but it is something about being a father. I remember when you think about Yvonne, one of the things that Yvonne said, and please take this with you, when I met her 33 years ago, young man then, and one of the things she said, and I never forgot this, and Camille's here, my daughter's and my granddaughter's here, you know, and she said, you know, when I met you, you reminded me of my father. When I met you, you reminded me of my father. So it's important, fathers and men, to be there. So when your daughter meets that young man, she can say, you know what? I love you because you remind me of my father. Praise God. Thank you.